Ice fishing in Wisconsin is growing in popularity year by year, and we want you to catch as many fish as possible. We'll be traveling around the Shawamigan Bay area to bring you up-to-date fishing reports each week. And now, let's get to our report. Joining us for our fishing report today, we're heading down to River Rock Inn and Bait Shop to talk to Scott Breading. Scott, how you doing?
Good, Trevor. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's been cold all week. How's ice looking out on the bay?
Well, we're making ice as we're speaking. You know, when she's 60-degree difference in temperature from your refrigerator to the outside, that really says something.
Yes, it does. Ice was starting to get good, I thought, last week, and then this hit, and ice has to be pretty good almost all the way up the bay.
Yeah, we're pretty locked in. We're locked in from Long Island all the way across Houghton Point into the bay. She's not going anywhere. The ferry stopped running last Friday between Madeline Island and Bayfield because she's a little thick. That's kind of indication that she's making good ice out in the islands. We'll start seeing guys fishing amongst the islands probably in the next week or so. They're fishing out in front of the Sioux and the Onion as we speak. So that's a good fishing area for trout and salmon, whitefish. So, you know, we're getting into good ice fishing season.
Last week I was talking to Jared Houston, and he said that when these cold fronts come through, it doesn't really affect the fishing out on the bay. Is that true? Is that what you've noticed too?
Well, you know, it really doesn't. Jared's a great fisherman, really knows the bay, does a good job out here. And I tell you, he puts a lot of fish on the ice. You know, the bay holds a lot of smelt, a lot of bait fish out here. What we're seeing is a lot of smelt out here in the bay, and what really affects it more is a lot of activity on the top. So the more noise there is up on top, it kind of gets the fish a little calmed down, or you know, a little freaked out, and gets them spread out. So then the fish are moving away from the activity. So if you're in a crowd and you're not getting much action, move away from that crowd.
So with this new ice that's forming, we're going to see guys fishing in places that haven't been pushed all season.
Exactly. You know, the key is there is no such thing as safe ice, so check it yourself. And with these heavy winds that we've had, you know, I always use caution, especially with the blowing snow that we have. It tends to cover up some of those areas where ice has been fractured and spreads apart the ice, breaks it up, moves it around. You can be on 8 inches in one spot, and there could be a 3-4 inch spot where she's a little thin. So we just give people a lot of caution when they're moving around, especially if you're moving into uncharted areas.
And there is a lot of water out there, and it just doesn't all freeze at the same time. Scott, if people want to go fishing this weekend, it should warm up. It should be a beautiful weekend for fishing. What's the best way for them to get a hold of you at River Rock Inn and Bait Shop?
You know, they can go to our Facebook page at riverrockinn.net. They can also give us a call down here at River Rock at 715-682-3222. And or come on down. We're right here across from the power plant at 1200 West Lakeshore Drive. We're always willing to give information on conditions, and always great time to come down here and talk. And we got all the tackle that people are using out here on Lake Superior.
Scott, you know everything about the bay. Thank you so much for the time.
Appreciate it, Trevor. Appreciate the call.
That's been our Shawamigan Bay Ice Fishing Report. If you are a guide and you want to be a part of our ice fishing reports, call Trevor at 715-682-2727.